How's everything going, Zach?
Hey, not too bad, man. How are you?
Oh, I'm not doing too bad. I mean, I can't be doing as good as you. You're in the finals of top of the country. Coming up, we'll find out how that all happens next month in Edmonton for the CCMAs.
It's coming up quick.
Now, you're somebody who hasn't been performing or recording all that long, like a lot of artists like JoJo Mason, Chad Brownlee, pretty sure every single one of the Hunter Brothers. You're somebody who actually had a career going in hockey till a certain point, even playing for my favorite team, the Everett Silvertips. I still, to this day, swear they're named after me.
Played hockey till I was 25. Started out playing minor hockey in Vernon, and got the opportunity to get drafted in the WHL to the Tri-City Americans. And just kind of kept playing hockey all the way through. Finished my junior career. I got traded from Tri-Cities to Everett. Spent about 2 years in Everett. And then my 19-year-old season, I got traded to Kootenay. So I went and played for the Kootenay Ice for my 19-20-year-old year. And then from there, took my scholarship opportunity with the CIS, or U Sports now that they call it. I went to Saskatchewan, played for U of R there for 5 years, did my schooling, and I kind of found a passion for music through that time.
So what made you want to really pursue this as a career more so than just for a lot of people, it may just be kind of a hobby. And then it's what made you want to go from, I guess, the competitive world of hockey to the competitive nature of Canadian country music?
Yeah, I think for me, it was kind of something that built over time. Come from a very musical family. My mom was a singer growing up. My dad was a guitar player, played in a band. And then my older brother kind of picked up the guitar. I played piano starting out for about 2 or 3 years and then switched over to guitar. But yeah, I just think it was something that was always in my DNA. And then playing hockey, it was nice because I felt like the two worlds were completely separate. Hockey is obviously a very high-paced, kind of, intense scenario sport. And I felt kind of the music side of it was a release from being at the rink or being at practice or, being integrated into really heavy competition. So I think that was always just kind of like an outlet for me after I was done at the rink for the day. I started posting covers when Instagram became kind of a thing, when people started to do that more. And then I was following some artists, and I saw that they were starting to post like cover songs or tease kind of their own songs that were coming up. So yeah, I started doing that probably more so when I was 20, when I first kind of got to university. And then from there, just the reaction and kind of the positive feedback that I was getting from people who were kind of introduced to me and who I was kind of carried throughout my university career playing hockey. And I moved back to the Okanagan right after I was done school. So I was about 25 to 26 years old. And yeah, I had written songs over the years and just kind of had them in a little notebook and ended up being like, you know what, let's just do it. Let's just put a song out. Let's see what happens. And it kind of blew up from there.
Now you're a finalist in the Top of the Country contest. What's that experience been like for you, especially as you haven't necessarily been performing at sort of that level for very long?
The good thing about hockey was I got the experience of, playing a sport in front of a lot of people. So I think performance-wise, I've always found it very comfortable being on stage. I've never really found it too bad to have eyes on you. And at the end of the day, most people who are at a music festival or concert just are there to have a good time and enjoy the sound, right? So that's how I always try to kind of look at it. But yeah, obviously being in a competition, you want to put your best foot forward. And I mean, we're all in it for a reason, and that's to win. Right. So, yeah, it's been good. It's been a really awesome experience getting the chance to go down south to Nashville, and CMA Fest was just a crazy, crazy week just to see everything that goes on down there and kind of all the hype around country music in general. And then really looking forward to getting to Montreal, and then CCMA's in September to kind of close it out. So it's been awesome.
Now, have you formed some kind of bond with your other finalists, or is it more you got kind of one eye on the prize sort of idea? Because I know last year they seemed to really have a bond between the three of them. I'm not sure if that's the case this year with you guys or not?
Yeah, me, Robert, and Trudy. So we actually met for the first time down in Nashville. After we were announced that we were the top three, obviously we formed like a group chat and just said congratulations. And yeah, I would say we've definitely gotten pretty close, I would say, as far as they're both unbelievable people and they genuinely just want to see other people in the industry succeed. And I think that's the beauty of having the three of us, or my experience of having the other two, is just seeing how genuine their intentions are. They're both so talented. And I'm going to be able to call these two friends for as long as we go here. So,
well, the song we're getting ready to play is called Who Knew. You wrote it. What made you want to write this song, but also put it out there in the world?
Yeah, so Who Knew is one of the first, I would say, personal stories or songs that I've wrote. So it's about my fiance. It's kind of about the journey of our first date, kind of my thoughts and feelings that was going on. And we now have a 4-month-old at home. So it's kind of cool to see that song kind of where we were when I first wrote it, where we are now. And I just thought it was a great message. And a lot of people have responded that, you know, they can kind of relate it to their own situations and stuff like that, too. So I was super happy with how it kind of came out. So wanted to share it with the world.
So obviously we know you got Montreal coming up. You got the CCMAs in a month. What sort of is the plan for the rest of 2024? Any new music, anything major on the books?
Yeah, so we actually have a deluxe edition of my EP, Feels Country to Me, that's getting released Friday, so August 16th. There'll be two brand new tracks, and then everything's going to be remixed for Spatial Audio, available on Apple Music. I'm playing the Denim on the Diamond Festival here in Kelowna, which is headlined by Tyler Hubbard, August 31st. And then, yeah, just obviously CCMAs, like you were saying, in September, and just seeing how the competition shakes out. And definitely going to continue to write, planning to get down to Nashville again, hopefully before the new year, but if not, definitely right after, to do some writing and stuff too. So yeah, that's kind of what's planned for now.
Do you have any plans for what to do with the money should you win?
Like I was saying, I got a 4-month-old at home, so definitely a lot's gonna, you know, gear towards making sure, you know, we're financially set, because I know kids get busy and more expensive as we go here. So I think I'll definitely reinvest a good chunk of it into my career to make sure, you know, the recordings are set. I would love to continue to release music frequently for everybody. And I haven't really thought about it too much, but definitely family security and definitely putting it back into my career.
Well, Who Knew is a great track. I know people are going to absolutely love it when we play it right here. Thank you so much for taking the time today, Zach, and best of luck in Edmonton.
Awesome. Thanks very much. I appreciate it.